Wir begrüßen den Herrn Michel Diorio live bei uns am Telefon aus Kanada. Der Herr Diorio ist ein Autor und Übersetzer. We welcome Mr. Michel Diorio live with us on the phone from Canada. Mr. Diorio is a writer and a translator. Good morning from Switzerland, Mr. Diorio.
Well, good morning, Switzerland.
How is the weather in Canada?
The weather in Canada right now is absolutely delightful because we're in that period between the heat of summer and the cold of autumn. So it's actually balmy. It's very, very pleasant to walk outside and just take in the fresh air.
You're from Île de la Madeleine, and they have a strange French. Would you like to say a sentence here in Radio Chico?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I really cannot duplicate their accent, but what I can tell you is that on the island I was living on, when the British came in and split up the Acadians and sent them off to all different parts of North America, the people that were living on the particular island I was living on, they passed a sort of an unwritten law where the R was abandoned in the language and it was replaced with a W. So instead of saying roi, to say king, they would say wa. And this has come down through the centuries, actually, and it's still in practice today. The island that's right next to it has the complete opposite way of treating the letter R. In their particular instance, they roll the R, so it's a very, very R sound. Each little island has their own particularity. So in a space that's 100 kilometers in length, you have as many different accents as you have islands. So you have 10 different islands, roughly, in that archipelago, and you have as many different accents. That's why it's a little bit difficult to reproduce.
So, please tell us about your professional activities.
Okay, well, I'm a copywriter. I'm a translator, so I work in communication. I also accept mandates to provide public personas for political candidates, as well as private clients who need someone to be able to help them with their correspondence, either on a daily basis or an event when there's a special event that comes up or something along those lines. Government documents are sometimes daunting for these people. And I also do websites. So to make a long story short, I basically work in communication. And through communication, I feel that I'm doing my part as an individual, as a citizen, to promote world peace. Because peace passes by communication. Without proper communication, you cannot have peace because you can't have understanding. That's my point of view here.
Okay, so I heard that you translated a book of the Swiss artist Sandro Del Pette. Was there something special about the translation of his book?
Oh, it was a beautiful book to work on. I enjoyed myself immensely while I was doing that. I was working on that with you, as a matter of fact. And I remember, even though we had a few little incidents where we weren't really sure how we wanted to an article or a paragraph or something along those lines, we still found a way to express what the author wanted to express. And as a team, I figure that we accomplished that very well.
So you told me that you're a writer too. Are you working on something right now, like a book or an article?
Well, right now I'm editing a magazine called La Coulisse. And that magazine is basically geared towards independent workers, people who work for themselves rather than work as an employee. And it's designed to help them launch a new career, especially the baby boomer generation, because the baby boomers are the ones who are the most numerous right now, and we're all coming around to the point where we're saying to each other, well, let's see what else there is besides what we've done in our lives. I'm providing them with the tools and with the knowledge that I've accumulated in that field to help them launch their second careers.
Okay, so yes, I saw the website La Coulisse. Yeah. So it's for helping people to work.
It's to help people launch a second career. Because the second career is when you're working for yourself. That's when you've gone through the whole thing with working for an employer, and you're now at the stage in your life where you're turning around and you're saying, okay, what else is there? I've done that. I've provided for my family. I've done everything I need to do with that. Now I'd like to do something for myself. So what is it that I would really like to do? And I'm providing them with all of the tools, the online tools, all of the references, all of the important contacts for financing, for technical assistance, and all of this stuff. And I'm also providing them with a certain amount of entertainment through my own anecdotes and my own stories, because I find that that's a great way to get a message across, is basically telling stories. And people enjoy that, even at our age. We enjoy reading a good story, especially if there's truth in it. Those are even more fascinating to us. And the comments I'm getting are really encouraging, they're very positive. What really does it for me is when I get someone on the either on the phone or through email telling me that I've actually helped them through something difficult or over a hurdle that they were facing, and they're now looking forward to the next step.
So you told me before that communication is very important for peace. But what does peace mean to you personally?
Peace means to love thy neighbor. I just finished writing an article about trophies. And in that article, I was basically exploiting the idea of the value of a trophy in someone's memory. And it was as with what regards the exceptional things we've done in our lives. This particular piece is aimed at people who have given of themselves all during their adult lives. And to better explain peace to me, because I've devoted my life and my entire life to promoting peace through the different things I've done in my career. I've worked as a paramedic. I've worked as a police officer. I've worked for a rescue squad. I've done these types of things before I came into communications. And then when I came into communications, of course, I worked for politicians and different people. And I always tried to deliver a message that was inspiring and that would promote peaceful relations. Because here in Quebec, we have basic differences ever since the province was founded. And these differences lead to conflict, which we live with on a day-to-day basis. So it's important to promote a message of peace to avoid conflict. Otherwise, it just becomes untenable as a situation, very uncomfortable. But here in Quebec, it works.
For the end, is there something you want to give our auditors on the way about peace?
Peace starts at home. Peace starts when they're young. Peace starts when parents teach their children to get along with other children, to make concessions, to be understanding, to be kind. That's when it starts. It's just that we have to not let go. We have to continue that. When we get older, peace can be just giving somebody a smile. If people would just learn how to smile to each other, it would start things off the right way.
Thank you very much for the interview and the time, and we wish you a very nice day.
Thank you so much, and I wish the same to you. Anne-Marie, it was a pleasure.